It is Friday and she's back. She's been away, but she's back. Canberra correspondent Kerri-Anne Walsh joins us now at the Marie. How are you, Kerri-Anne?
I'm very well this morning. How are you, Susie?
I'm good, thank you. And thank you for asking. And so Jacinda Ardern's getting some time with Donald Trump, and Australia is not to be outdone.
No. This is the first visit, I think it's in about 12 or 13 years, by an Australian Prime Minister. That's where to the US to speak with a Republican Prime President. So the red carpet is well and truly being rolled out, and there's a lot of ceremonial huff and puff and nonsense that accompanies these sorts of state visits. But there's also a few other things on the cards, such as tapping into the US's vast underground petroleum reserves, strategic petroleum reserves, and a visit to Ohio to see Australian billionaire Anthony Pratt's new cardboard recycling plant there.
And this is the full state visit, state dinner. Is this going to mean one of those handshake opportunities in front of the cameras that Donald Trump often does with visiting overseas leaders?
Well, one hopes that he can remember our Australian Prime Minister's name, unlike when Malcolm Turnbull met him in Australia, and he was described as and in various media reports as Malcolm Trumbull. So there are some, we're not exactly significant on the world stage, although Donald Trump has taken quite a fancy to Scott Morrison. They seem to be particularly chummy, and our Prime Minister is describing this relationship as with the US as another century of mateship. So there you go. I think a few of our politicians here, and certainly members of the public, would say that we should not get too chummy with this particular president. But those sorts of stories are rolling out now. Whether Scott Morrison pays any attention to them or not is another matter.
Now, also, give us an update on the Tamil family that were fighting deportation. What's the latest on that?
Just late yesterday afternoon, when their stay of execution, if that's the right way to put it, was about to expire, the federal court decided that their case should go to a full hearing based around the Australian-born 2-year-old daughter of the couple. And so, look, that could take months before it's on the court agenda. In the meanwhile, they are the one and only family or peoples on Christmas Island, and the mother has given an interview to media through an interpreter saying it's mental torture. They can't do anything. There's no school access. They're being watched every minute of the day by security guards, and they just want to be brought back to Australia to wait. But whether or not, Peter Dutton is digging his heels in. He's not going to allow this family back onto the mainland.
Now, what is the situation with Gladys Liu? This is an MP, Australian-Chinese MP, causing some issues for the Prime Minister and the government.
Yes, Gladys Liu has strong and verified links to the Communist Party of China. She first denied that, then she revealed that it was inadvertent, that she hadn't realised her name had been used in certain ways by organisations affiliated to the regime in China. She's got a lot of questions to answer that so far she's refusing to answer, and Scott Morrison is also refusing to answer.
Oh, well, we will watch and wait. Thank you very much. Kerri-Anne Walsh there from Canberra.